This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fanelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. 5 Minute University begins for hour number two. Frank is with us from Canada. We're going to be talking about appliances. And Frank is brand new to USA Prepares over the airwaves. And Frank, refrigeration, heat. Let me make a statement. Heat is an enemy of almost all appliances, including toasters. Too much heat and a toaster will fail. Too much heat in an oven, which is supposed to get hot, will fail. Too much heat and a hot water heater will fail. So heat's a problem. That being said, let's talk about refrigeration. What lessons do you have for us regarding refrigeration?
First, I want to say, as people are listening to me, I have been professionally trained in the appliance industry as well as the refrigeration and HVAC systems. I used to actually teach at one of the colleges here in Toronto. So I guess I do have some sort of a lot of information to give our class, which I'm so proud and thank you for inviting me to do that. But when we come to fridge, obviously, there is a compressor, and as most people or as you know, the compressor through refrigerant removes the cold air or the hot air from inside its unit to the outside. And that is one of the biggest misunderstandings that people have. It's not that the fridge is actually making more hot air. It's just it's removing the hot air that was inside the fridge to the outside. So therefore, one has to be understanding of that. And one of the greatest problems that I see is people will buy a fridge and put it into this little cabinet with hardly any movement or any place for that hot air to escape. Of course, what that happens there is it puts quite a bit of a pressure on the compressor because it's a compressor trying to deal with that heat. So it's very important if you have a fridge. A number of things that you should go and do right now is say, gee, is my fridge have enough room around it so that this hot air can be removed? Now, I'm not saying that all fridges like that. There are special fridges called zero-clearance fridges. And those fridges, they have a fan on the bottom which recirculates the air around the bottom part of the fridge. But guess what happens? The coils get all dirty. And it's like it's out of mind, out of sight. Nobody looks at them. So I try and make a point in my calendar there every 6 months because I do have animals. Just take a look down there and with my vacuum and I also have an air hose, just kind of clean that up so that air can circulate quite nicely, and you'd be surprised how much material can accumulate in front of that coil. So that's for sure will save many, many years on your refrigeration system.
No question, you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And animals are a big culprit because, believe it or not, the hair from the shedding of animals, cats and dogs, gets pulled in. It's designed, there's a fan under most refrigerators and freezers, not chest freezers, but uprights. Mm-hmm. Most, not all, but most.
Yeah, most.
That pulls the air from the front grill by the kick plate where your feet are to the coils, and then it goes, the warm air goes out the back. So you're actually pulling the hair in, the dog hair and the cat hair. So there's, no matter how clean you are, it's almost impossible to prevent hair and dust from getting on those coils. And once one piece of hair gets on, it makes it easier for the next piece and the next piece, and pretty soon you have a mat of hair covering the coils, and the compressor works harder and harder and harder. And you're absolutely right. I went to a house where they had custom cabinets built, and the cabinet builder said, okay, what are the dimensions of the refrigerator-freezer combination? And the owner said, okay, here they are, in, you know, the width, the height, the depth, and they built a custom cabinet with 1/4 inch of extra room to slide that refrigerator in there. It was not a zero clearance machine, and that thing worked 24 hours a day continuously trying to keep the inside of the box cold by removing the heat.
Exactly.
And it was, I'm thinking that that refrigerator freezer probably has a 3-year life expectancy.
Mm-hmm. Of course, when you know that it takes about 3-4 amps to run a compressor in a fridge, you multiply that by 120 volts, you can see the watts that it uses. So you can see that thing running 24 hours. I can't do the math like you. You amaze me with your math and how much it costs. But by the end of the year, you can almost, I'm pulling your leg right now, buy a new fridge. But it is a savings if you can get that compressor not to run as long. Now, here is something that was very interesting. I had a call this weekend. You wouldn't believe this. I went to look at a Samsung fridge, and it was 20 years old. And I said, what is your secret to the customer? Because this is a long time to have a fridge. And she puts her hands up with a big smile on her face. She says, I'm not like everybody else. I know exactly where the things are in the fridge. When I open that fridge door, my hand goes right to where I want it. What that says is, because every time you open a fridge door, all that cold air comes out and all that hot air goes in. And on the compressor has to start all over again doing that. I myself incorporated into my wife's kind of dislike, but like she understands now what I try to do, is I actually, beside my fridge, have a little counter where I put things until such time I need to go back to the fridge. And then when I open that door once, that's when I put everything back. And because, as I said, every time you open that door, you're, all that cold air is coming in and hot air is going in. And it's such a beautiful thing to have. Now, I've gotten in trouble. Sometimes I've forgotten to put things and to my wife, well, you didn't put the eggs back in the fridge, kind of thing. But it's all good fun. And you know the thing that I found, and so I'm changing the subject just to make it a little bit more fun. One of the things by listening to your program that I have found so much fun is trying to play a game. How much I can save by doing something, and that makes doing things around the house so much more fun. I don't know what you have to say about that.
Well, I do it all the time.
Yeah.
And so I'm with you. So one of the devices that I think is really pertinent to have is what I've referred to as a kill-a-watt meter. Kill-a-watt. It's available on eBay. They used to be about $15. Expect to spend $25 or $30. It has a little meter on the front and digital display, and you can plug it into an outlet. It's it's the size of a pack of cigarettes, and you plug it into an outlet, and you can hit one of 5 buttons. You can say, what's the voltage in that outlet or receptacle? And there's a receptacle on the front of this kilowatt meter, and you plug another device into it, and it will tell you how many watts that device is using. Or you can set it to have from the time you plug it in to the receptacle, and then you plug your appliance into it, it will tell you how many kilowatts it's that device has used since you set the timer to start. So for example, when I make bread, I want to know how much electricity it takes to make a loaf of bread. So I put the kilowatt meter into the outlet, put the bread machine into the kilowatt meter, and it takes about 2 cents worth of electricity to make a loaf of bread.
Yeah. That is
so
yeah.
you can actually look at what it costs to run appliances. Mm-hmm. So what Frank is saying is by planning and not opening that door so much, you will save wear and tear on the compressor. Because there's a roughly a finite number of times that compressor is going to start.
Yeah.
Okay, cycles.
Yeah.
Start and run cycles. So to minimize that, you don't open the refrigerator door so often. There's one other thing, Frank, and that is, what if you compared it running an empty refrigerator, absolutely nothing in it, and versus a full refrigerator? The mass of a full refrigerator would you know, once everything gets cold, that compressor will cycle less often by having a full refrigerator as compared with an empty one, right?
Absolutely. It takes that much more energy to cool down air than it is to cool water or any substance that you have. So do not be afraid of having a full fridge, even if it's just water and in a jug. Now, I have to say something kind of important, and that's when it comes to a freezer and how much should you be packing it in. Now, in the fridge system, the freezer is what produces the cold. That's where the evaporators are. And then they have a fan that kind of distributes that cold air to the freezer section and to the fresh food section. A lot of people pack that freezer so much that they actually block the grills where the air is supposed to circulate. And, of course, you know, it's like putting something in front of those grills. So you have to be, you kind of have to know your appliance. You look at it and say, oh, it looks like there's little holes here, and assume that they're there for some sort of a reason. So try not to pack things right jammed against those things. The GE fridges were a culprit for that because they had the baffles right in the front, and people used to block those all the time. Of course, the fridge now has to work twice as hard because it's not capturing as much air to go through that evaporator as it should. So I don't know.
Well, class, here's what Frank's saying. The condenser is the hot coils of a refrigerator or a freezer. So that's where the heat is moved to. The heat is removed from the inside of the box, from the cold coils, and that's called the evaporator. And the compressor actually moves refrigerant in a closed loop round and round and round and the refrigerant is what carries the heat out of the box, out of the refrigerator or the freezer. Frank, let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite brand based on the lack of experience that you have with them, meaning they don't seem to have service calls, specific brands or models that are more durable, more dependable, better designed? Do you have a favorite?
I have an interesting statement. Buy cheap, buy often. I used to recommend certain products because I felt really comfortable and I knew you were getting your money's worth from it. But Vince, these days, hardly. Okay? That's why you now have to do what manufacturers should do, is take care of your appliances.
Okay, so I mentioned that earlier in the broadcast, some of the older brands, and people are snapping them up on Facebook Marketplace, Craigslist. They want the older ones because the older ones seem to be way more durable than the newer ones.
I'll talk about the old style and the new style.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Let's talk about the efficiency as well, because I've measured that.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're teaching about appliances today. Lessons in appliances. Fred's with us in Canada. I'm sorry, Frank's with us in Canada. Class, I suggest you buy a Kill a Watt meter, K-I-L-L-A-Watt. And I'm looking on eBay right now. There's one for, it's going to be about $25 to $30. And I think you really need to get one. And it will tell you a lot about your appliances. And it will help you save a lot in electricity, because you'll really get a chance to see how much each appliance uses. And around here, 1 kilowatt is 1,000 watts for 1 hour, and it's somewhere around 11 cents for a kilowatt of electricity. So if you come up with, and you'll learn about amps times volts equals watts, so 10 amps times 120 volts is 1,200 watts. And it will teach you that, and that will help you go forward and save money. If you want to find out how much it costs to run your refrigerator for a month, you plug the kilowatt device into your receptacle, you plug your refrigerator into the kilowatt, and you tell it to start counting kilowatts, and it will do that. And you look on the calendar a month later, and it'll tell you how many kilowatts it used for that month, and then you multiply that times the cost of electricity per kilowatt in your area. What, Frank, what appliances do you, what brands do you seem to like and why?
Well, I like the Whirlpool brand. If I had to recommend something, I believe they're priced quite competitively. Like, you get good value for your money. But I'm not going to put other appliances down for different reasons, because you've said this so many times in your program, and I laugh every time you do say it, because a person will say, Frank, what brand should I buy? I might take about half an hour to explain to them why. And then a few months later, come to the house and they've bought a different product. So obviously, people kind of fall in love with the design and whatever it is or feature that that appliance has. Now, my thing that I say is buy extended warranty. I know it costs a bit more, maybe $300-$400, but in my experience up here doing warranty work for some of the different manufacturers, and I do Samsung, LG, Whirlpool, all those brands because I'm one-man operation up here, because the extended warranty is a third-party thing. It's not like it's not LG that's responsible for the extended warranty. It's not Samsung. It's not Whirlpool. They are actually quite good in helping you solve your problems to the point that I've had customers that they simply returned and paid for a new machine. Now, obviously, when you buy that extended warranty, you should like look into it and find out all the great details. But especially for a fridge when it's $1,200, $1,300, sometimes $2,200, a bit of extended warranty will do you good. And I'm thinking that with all the problems, and all you have to do is look on Facebook or just whatever it is, you'll find people complaining. So a lot of people are thinking of this, well, I better protect myself. So insurance companies for warranty, extended warranty insurance companies, they're, I want to say, making a little killing so they can afford to help you when the time comes. So that's my recommendation is when you're buying a second-hand, a new appliance, to get that extended warranty, especially for fridges. Now, you can think a little bit about dryers because there's not much that can go wrong with them. The same thing with stoves, not much that can go on. But fridge systems, because there's the electrical, the refrigeration component, and the mechanical component, there can be a bit of a problem. And it's what I do. Out of five appliances, I'll probably do three fridges and two of something else. Hardly ever see a dryer.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Would you say that you see more problems with 5-year-old or newer appliances or 6-year-old or older appliances? What do you see more of?
The newer appliance, for sure. And there's a reason for that. And when we come back, I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, that sounds great. And let's talk about control boards. Mm-hmm. And if you had a choice of a purely a mechanical system versus a computer-controlled one,
wow, that's
which
a beautiful
would you select
question.
And why?
Call the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. U.S. airports are still dealing with travel issues in the days following the 4th of July. FlightAware reports there were more than 7,600 flight delays and over 1,900 cancellations on Sunday. Delays Monday are already approaching 1,000 with over 440 cancellations. President Biden is in the United Kingdom on the first leg of a 5-day European trip. His central focus is on supporting Ukraine's fight against Russia while stopping short of granting that country NATO membership.
I don't think it's ready for membership in NATO, but here's the deal. I spent as you know, a great deal of time trying to hold NATO together.
Biden also met with British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak and King Charles, their first since he was crowned. At least six people are dead after a stabbing attack at a kindergarten in southern China. Those victims include both children and adults. A 25-year-old man was detained Monday, with authorities releasing few details. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
watch it.
You've got your... Take my... When you go to the... For 2 seconds, start...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank's with us. In Canada, we're talking about appliances. Frank, when it comes to appliances, do you like mechanical or do you like computer controlled, and why, please?
Vince, I've removed the pillow from between my knees because I feel very comfortable in talking with you and whatever it is. But yes.
Well, by the way, Fred, Frank, I feel very comfortable with you too, and I wanted to know if you'd consider coming on the air with us talking about appliances, you know, as an instructor. So if, let me know what your thoughts are. You can send me an email. You can take
yes,
a try
I will
think
send
about
you
it.
An email. I feel I could contribute to your to it and the people that listen to you, and I mm-hmm. hope they get as much out of when we talk as I have gotten from the program. I'm 67 years old. I've been around quite a bit, and I feel it's nice to give back, especially from my knowledge. I want to call it trade secrets. I also want you to know before we go on, and I'm sorry if I'm talking a bit out of what you're asking. Because of you, one of my slogans in my business card is a company with a heart. You've made me put that in because I want to be honest with people when I'm telling them something, whatever it is that I wanted. And it's just, you know, it's so beautiful to say, because you are a very honest person in terms of from what I hear and what you need to do, especially in running your own business. So I want to thank you for that, inspiring me to put that in my logo. And you wouldn't believe how busy I am. And you wouldn't believe how people come back to me and say, oh, the company with a heart. Anyway, going to your...
Very well said. Thank you.
going to your question, as I said, I've been around for 40 years doing appliances. We literally used to take GE timers apart and repair the contacts on them. Unfortunately, we have no choice but to go with the industry. And obviously, industry is all going to electronic control boards. There's no way about it. You can't get... I mean, you could try to find an appliance that still has a mechanical control, but unless it's an old appliance, you're not going to find it. Not only that, for example, the old GE timers in washing machines, you wouldn't be able to get contacts anymore for that. So what does one have to do is take care of that electronic control board. How do you do that? You've talked about it, is a spike arrestor or the power surge protectors. I've gone to so many homes up here because we have a lot of storms and a lot of lightning, where a lightning bolt will come down the line, especially if you're at the end of a line grid, and it will kill the range board, the washer board. It just goes down the line. And I'm saying, here you are, and if you only spend maybe $200, I don't know what they charge in the United States because prices are a little bit different, to put a full house surge protector, and all that would have been solved.
Well, I agree with you. And in our house, we have a whole house surge protector at the main panel from the grid.
Yeah.
And then the sub panels each have a sub panel whole house surge protector.
Wow.
And then at the devices, at the device level, let's say I'm concerned about it, maybe a computer equipment, there's more surge protection on that equipment. And seriously, because surge protectors are very inexpensive compared to control boards.
Exactly.
And one of the things that, if you're going to do this, and I wholeheartedly endorse what Frank has said, whole house surge protector, if you get one and you put it in your panel, lightning and surges, it's all lazy. Electricity is very, very lazy. It's looking for the closest way to get to the ground. And the closest way, if a surge is going to come into your sub panel from overhead wires, for example, or your main panel from overhead wires, the closest place to get to the ground is right at that panel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you stop the surge right there, you're protecting the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's crazy not to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So expect to spend about $100. Mm-hmm. It's only two wires to put in a whole house surge protector. Now you can use one that looks like a circuit breaker, and you can pop that in with two wires, and or even one wire, and you're done. It's real simple.
But I want to
look it up.
Yeah, I want to say a couple things about that. Make sure, first of all, read about it. Okay, before you buy a surge protector, because they're cheap. They're cheap, and then there's cheap. The jewels part of a surge protector, you probably know, is very important, because that's how delicate they are in causing surge. And the other thing that I see a lot of people that don't do properly is they don't put that surge protector right at the beginning of the fuse panel. Even if you have to move some of the breakers or whatever it is that you're doing, because you want to stop that surge right at the beginning before it gets to any other fuses down the line that could cause you that problem. So that's a little trick that I use to help solve this problem with control boards.
Yeah, let's just address that for just a second, Frank. So, class, think of it like this. If you're going to put a surge protector in your house, and let's say you have a string of receptacles, and you start with the first receptacle closest in wire feet to the breaker panel, and then you have the next receptacle after the first receptacle. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 receptacles in a series, in a string. And if you put your surge protector at the end, you're not doing as much good as if you put the surge protector right at the first receptacle.
Absolutely.
Before it gets to all of your equipment. And I believe that's what Frank is saying.
Yep.
So here's what I said to American Power Conversion, APC, which I think is about one of the finest companies in surge protection equipment. Back in mid-1980s, I had a job, and my job was, I was a computer jockey. And so I wanted to put in some surge protection and power protection equipment. So I called the engineers at APC, and I said, here's my question. This is 40 years ago. My question is, if I have a string of outlets, and let's use that example, 6 outlets in a string, and I put a surge protector in the first outlet, and then later on downstream I have unprotected equipment at that exact, let's say, outlet number 6, will the surge protector do any good being in outlet number 1 and the device, the computer, for example, in outlet number 6? And they said, wow, no one's ever asked us that question before. So I said, we'll get back to you. They called me back, and they said, yes, it actually works, but at a 75-degree worse threshold. Mm-hmm. So it will protect, but it will let 75 more volts of surge through before it's attenuated. So what you can do, class, is take that surge protector that you've got lying around in your house unused in the basement or in a garage or in a basket somewhere or on a shelf, plug it in. Just plug it in. Plug it into the first outlet you can find closest to your breaker panel and turn the switch on. And it will protect one half of your AC subpanel. And we can get into, you know, why it only protects half later. But that's the truth. And it will work. And it will actually work as a whole house surge protector.
Mm-hmm.
But only for half. And if you find two breakers that are one on top of the other, very close to the breaker panel, and you plug one surge protector into an outlet that is close to the breaker panel that's on a breaker that is, let's say, below another breaker, directly above and below, if you plug one surge protector into each one of those circuits that are adjacent to each other on the same side of the panel, one above the other, you will protect the whole house as a whole house surge protector just by doing that, if you power them on. Absolutely true.
So true. So
okay, so you used to be able to sand the contacts with, like, emery cloth.
Oh.
And you can't do it anymore because it's electronic.
No, with the needle nose, kind of move them to get closer. Oh, but those are the fun times of repairing appliances. I hate to say it, but right now you're almost a parts changer in if you are an appliance repair person. And that is, but on the other hand, because you are a parts changer and because the basic person can do a bit of research and find out what is wrong and how they can repair it, you can be that parts changer too.
Right. Like the timer on a Whirlpool washing machine.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't work right, you can diagnose the problem to whether it's a capacitor for the motor or whether it's a timer. And if it is the timer, you can probably pick one up on eBay for $40, $45 shipped, and you're back in business as compared to buying a new washing machine.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, you want to go to a different, I don't know how much more time we have, but you want to go to a different appliance or you want
I had a question.
Yeah?
I'd like your opinion on something that I did recently.
Uh-huh.
So we, as you know, class, we have a farm and we're going into vegetable production and we're freezing vegetables, tomatoes and peppers and things like that. So I wanted to buy a chest freezer.
Mm-hmm.
So I found one on the internet. It was used, and it was a Frigidaire brand. By the way, it's the same exact chest freezer as one that says Kenmore. I mean exact.
Yeah, well.
Except one has an electronic timer, and I didn't like that too much, but I thought, you know, I want to experiment with one. I want to take it apart and see what it's like. So I bought one of each. The mechanical one was $75, and it was 19 years old. What do you think about a 20-cubic-foot chest freezer in, like, 9.5 out of 10 condition? I mean, really, really nice for $75. Would you buy something that old for $75?
Okay. First of all, you know that Kenmore was the Sears brand. Sears never really did make their own appliances. They had other manufacturers make for them. And so, therefore, your Frigidaire thing, it looks very much like the Kenmore. It was probably the same product. And I remember one time listening to a customer talking about their Kenmore washer and their Whirlpool washer. They're exactly the same machine, but this person saying how much nicer and better this machine was. Now, for your freezer, and you've been talking about that many a times, and I just wanted to say to you, when you're buying a fridge or a freezer, when you go to the customer's house, you say to the customer, do you mind if I plug it in just to see that things are actually working? Okay, you plug it in, and you unplug it, and plug it back in, and you may want to apologize to the customer for what you have done. But here is what you've actually done. You've tested that compressor, that system is in good working order. What do I mean? A compressor that's still efficient will start clicking off on the relay. But if you plug that in, unplug it, and plug it back in, and it starts working right away, it means that compressor is not as efficient as it should be.
Right, because it's not compressing the refrigerant.
That's right.
Because
and that's
it's worn out. Well,
maybe I'm changing my mind. I'm not on this product anymore. But that's so important when you're buying a second-hand fridge.
Yeah, what Frank's talking about.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank's with us. He's in Canada, and he's teaching us about appliances. And one of the things that he mentioned was that if you have a refrigeration appliance and you're thinking about buying it, if you unplug it, and let's say the compressor is running, and you unplug it, then you plug it back in right away. If it starts right back up, that compressor is weak because it should not be able to start right back up. It usually takes about 3 or 4 minutes. There's a circuit in there that will detect that the compressor is drawing too much current. And it's kind of like having an engine with a weak compression. You know, an internal combustion engine. So if it starts right back up, the compressor is weak. It should not start back up for a couple of minutes. And the circuitry to protect against the compressor burning up from drawing too much current. Did I address that correctly, Frank?
Absolutely. You're just totally amazing how you can see everything. Yes, that's absolutely correct. And it will definitely save you. And the same thing you can do with your own fridge at home. If you feel that it's not cooling properly, instead of having a serviceman come in, do exactly what I'm saying and see what happens. Because if the compressor starts back right away, there's a good chance that it probably has a leak and the compressor is not pumping that refrigerant around as much. And, you know, then you have to make a decision. Do I get someone to change? A leak is very hard to find. So you're going to be spending whatever it is, a service call plus whatever it is, and probably someone say, I'll put this chemical in here and pay me big. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the rates down there. Only to find out that in 6 months, the fridge is back not working properly. So you can make that great decision, take that good money and buy something else.
And so, based on the way I was able to describe it very, very briefly, a 20 cubic foot frigid air, mechanical controls, chest freezer, $75. Does it sound like a reasonable amount, a good value?
Like
or
a good value. Yes.
I think it was, too.
Provided
so, class,
provided
it can
you
be
do
done.
What I just told you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, I mean, I don't know what people keep. And also where the thing has been capped. And it's one of those things where freezers a lot of times are just kept in the garage or cold spot. And one of the biggest problems when you keep something not at room temperature is that there's a lot of condensation, and a lot of condensation can cause rust spots in the gas lines. But, you know, for $75, if you do that compressor test that I've just told you, and if it, clicks off and then on, and that's your testing the compressor, you're testing the, what we call the compressor relay, I think you should be okay.
Right. And, Frank, here's what I do with our compressors. I use a variable tap transformer made by Triplite, TRIPP LITE, and that provides a constant voltage very close to 120 volts at the receptacle. So this is a device that looks for overvoltage, undervoltage. It boosts undervoltage, reduces overvoltage, so that our refrigeration equipment is not running at 130 volts. It brings it down to, you know, close to 120, so I don't overheat the motors. Have you experimented with that, or have you researched that?
No, I haven't. Simply because unlike you, I'm in the service business, and I have my own things which I could repair easily. And up here in Canada, voltages actually are not bad in terms of what we get at the source. So no, I haven't really had or experimented with that.
Have you experimented with other refrigerants besides, let's say, R134A? Have you experimented with propane and butane?
I've experienced with all those. I do RV trailers, which uses ammonia. There isn't much choice you have in that thing. In the industry-driven thing, 134A was to take care of R12, which they said it was bad for the environment. And we all up here, and I think United States, we all had to go back to school to get this, what they call the ozone depletion ticket, so that you could know how dangerous it was. And I felt so mad because, as an instructor, as a repair person, it was not what I was doing as a serviceman that was causing this R12 to leak. It was manufacturers not doing a proper job of doing good systems. I mean, like these new systems, you touch the the copper tubing and it kind of makes its own dance. And it's so frustrating in that what should have been really controlled is the production of a refrigeration system was not, but the service guy, us in the industry, were the ones who had to pay a certain amount of money to get this. And we have to get qualified here every 3 years, believe it or not.
Yeah, and so shoddy workmanship, shoddy second-rate engineering, second-rate manufacturing has caused these problems, and the rest of us get to pay for it.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
And recertification, and us in re-buying appliances.
Yeah, exactly.
Frank, I sent you an email.
Okay.
Yeah, I did, and it shows your ranking. Your ranking is up with the instructors who are regular instructors. You ought to be impressed. Frank, thank you so much for being with us.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.